sober and expert persons should search for the spirit soul with minds purified through analytical study in terms of the soul's connection with and distinction from all things that undergo creation, maintenance, and destruction. A sober person can study himself and distinguish the soul from the body by analytical study. For example, when one considers his body, his head, his hands, and so on, one can certainly understand the difference between the spirit soul and the body. No one says, I head. Everyone says, my head. Thus, there are two entities, the head and I. They are not identical, although they appear to be one conglomeration. One year ago, when we analyze the body, we find a head, hands, legs, belly, blood, bone, urine, stool, and so on. But after everything is considered, where is the existence of the soul? A sober man, however, avails himself of this Vedic instruction. Jato vāyimāni bhūtāni jāyante, jeno jātāni jīvanti, jat paryanti, abhi sambhisanti, tad vijñāna sasva, tad brahmeti, taittariya upanishad. Thus, he can understand that the head, hands, legs, and indeed entire body have grown on the basis of the soul. If the soul is within, the body, head, hands, and legs grow, but otherwise they do not. A dead child doesn't grow up, for the soul is not present. If, by a careful analysis of the body, one will cannot find the existence of the soul, this is due to his ignorance. How can a gross man, fully engaged in materialistic activities, understand the soul, which is a small particle of spirit one, 10,000 the size of the tip of the hair? Such a person foolishly thinks that the metal body has grown from a combination of chemicals, although he cannot find them. The Vedas inform us, however, that chemical combinations do not constitute the living force. The living force is the Atma and Paramatma, and the body grows on the basis of that living force. The fruit of a tree grows and undergoes six kinds of change because of the presence of the tree. If there were no tree, there should be no question of growth and maturity of fruit. Therefore, beyond the existence of the body, as the Paramatma and Atma within the body, this is the first understanding of spiritual knowledge explained in Bhagavad Gita, Dehi no spinjatha dehe. The body exists because of the presence of the Supreme Lord and the Jiva, which is part of the Lord. This is further explained by Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, 4th, text 4. Mayatatam idam sarvam jagat abhyaktamuttina matthani sarvabhutani natahamte swabasthitaha. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. The Supreme Soul exists everywhere. The Vedas enjoin sarvam khalvedum brahma. Everything is Brahman, or an expansion of Brahman's energies. Sutre mani gana eva. Everything rests on the Lord, just like pearls strung together on a thread. The thread is the principal Brahman, is the supreme cause, the supreme Lord upon whom everything rests, matta paratra nanyat. Thus we must study the Atma and Paramatma, the individual soul and super soul, upon whom the entire material cosmic manifestation rests. This is explained by the Vedic statement, jato va imani bhutani jayante jeno jatan jivanti. These six are famous. And their six philosophies are famous. Soya-darshan. You understand? Soya-darshan means six philosophies and six philosophers. Gautama Konada Jaivini Astavakra Patanjali. Atheistic Kapila. You understand? There is two Kapilas. Atheistic Kapila, another is Devahuti Nanda, the son of Devahuti. Kapila, the incarnation of the Lord. You understand? But here, atheistic Kapila. You understand? Our Vyasa is a famous philosopher. You understand? Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated, Tate chayo darsana siddhanta nahi jani, tattva nahi jani, mahajana jai koi sei satya mahi. You understand? Stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Do you know this? Do you know? No? Do you know? Don't you read Chaitanya Charitamrita? Yes, but the English rendering is there, but this is original Bengali verse. Tate chaya darsana tattva nahi jani, mahajana jai koi sei satya mahi. This chaya darsana, six philosophies and philosophers, they don't know tattva, the real tattva, the real truth. You understand? Who knows them? Mahajana jai koi sei satya. But Mahajana says, that is different. You understand? Mahajana jena pratasapanta. We have 12 Mahajanas. Swayambhu Narada, Shambhu Kapila Kumara, Manu Prahlada Janaka Bhishma, Balir Vyasakir, Vayam. You know this? 12 Mahajanas. In the sixth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, 12 Mahajanas. And those who are followers of these Mahajanas, they are also considered Mahajanas. You understand? In our Vaishnava Parampara, the cyclic succession, the original Mahajana is Swarup Damodar Goswami. And the other acharyas coming in that line as Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Vedanta Swami, they are all Mahajanas. You understand? Mahajana jena tapasapanta. Mahajana jai koi ti satya mani. We should accept the truth, what Mahajana has said. You understand? And we should first know who are the Mahajana. That is a question. We should first know who are the Mahajana. So many people have many considerations, many ideas regarding Mahajanas. You understand? Many think, many people think this Charvaka is a Mahajana. You understand? They think that Charvaka is a Mahajana. That is Charvaka philosopher. You understand? Who says, Dasimhutasya dehasya punaragavanam kutah. Javad jivet sukham jivet virunam krutva. Something. This Charvaka cannot understand the existence of the soul. It doesn't know the science of the soul. It knows only the body. And the bodily needs. And the bodily pleasure. You understand? Therefore he says, when the body is finished, Basim bhutasya dehasya punaragamanam kutah. And what is finished? Everything is finished. Is there anything? When body is finished, is there anything? Is there? Nothing is there. Everything is finished. You understand? There is no rebirth, in other words. There will be no rebirth. There is no rebirth. Punaragamanam kutah. He says that. No rebirth. Everything is finished. That means it doesn't believe in the existence of the soul. It doesn't know the science of the soul. Our soul is eternal and soul is eternally conscious thing, her soul is eternally related with the Supreme Soul. You understand? And the soul has no birth, no death. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin. As Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna said, na hanyate hanyamani sarire. You know this verse? Na jayate mriyate va kadachin. Na hanyate hanyamani sarire. Do you know it? What does it mean? Then you say in your own words. What do you mean by that? Na hanyate hanyamani sarire. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Don't you read Bhagavad Gita? This is primary study, Bhagavad Gita. What class you are now? In Srimad Bhagavatam class means you are in degree class. Post-graduate class is Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Then you have already passed the primary stage. So why don't you know it?
I didn't know all verses, I know some.
I am not speaking of all verses. I tell you to explain, to tell its meaning. Explain in your own language. Na jayate mriyate va. Na hanyate hanyamane sarire. What do you mean by that?
But on the moment, Lord Krishna said that the soul originally never takes birth.
Yes. And never dies.
Never dies with the material body.
Yes. Na hanyate hanyamane sarire. The body is slain or dead, the soul never dies. You understand? It cannot be cut with the instruments, isn't it? That verse is there. Sastrani nainam chinnanti, na daihanti pavakaha. This verse is there regarding the spirit soul. Very nice. That's something stated here. You understand? That Charvak, this Charvak, doesn't know it. Now the soul exists in the body. And what is the need of the soul? He knows only the existence of the body and the need of the body. So he says, Vasimbhutasya deha sopna ragamanam kutah. There's no rebirth when the body is finished, everything is finished. So, javajjive sukumjive trunam kutah, rutam pide. As long as you are alive, that this body is alright, you Enjoy. You understand? Javat jivet, sukham jivet. Live happily. What is that happiness? According to that, charvak, happiness means bodily pleasure. Bodily happiness, isn't it? Rudam krutva gutam pide. If one would live happily, he must require so many things to give pleasure to his senses. You understand? To give pleasure to his senses. Nice food, nice apartment, nice cushion to see, ahar nidra, nice to sleep, nice to protect oneself, and nicely mating. These are needs of this body. Then thereby you get pleasure, isn't it? Because this pleasure will not be available, this body is finished. So as long as this body exists, be happy and enjoy. If you have no money, the money is required to get this pleasurable object, isn't it? If you have no money, one may say the poor man who has no money, he cannot enjoy. Isn't it? How can he enjoy? He cannot get good food, he cannot get good, nice air-conditioned room, he cannot get good cushion to lie and sleep, he cannot get a very nice, beautiful wife to enjoy. If you have no money, nobody will care. Ah, poor man, get out here. You understand? Then what to do? Then Chabak says, what to do? Runam krutva krupam pivet. If you have no money, then beg, borrow, or steal. Or take loan. Nuhari is a wealthy person, take loan from him. And enjoy. Do you understand? But one thing he has said, krutam pivet, he drink ghee. You see, he has never said, eat fish and meat. Do you understand? He has said this thing, ghrutam privet. That means drink ghee. Do you understand? And enjoy. Be happy. Live a happy life. Dhasimrutasya dehasya punaragumanam putavan. The body is finished, everything else. It will never come again, Baba. No, no, now the opportunity has been given you. Enjoy, enjoy. You understand? And this is a Starbucks philosophy. Many accept this. Yes, sir, this is a nice philosophy. He's a nice, very good philosopher. He's a Mahat. You understand? This Starbucks is also Mahat. But we Vaishnavas don't agree with it. You understand? No, 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 no. Starbucks is not a Mahat. Who are real Mahajanas? As I quoted the verse from Srimad Mahabharata, the answer given by Yudhishthira Maharaj on the question of Dharma Bhaka, Kapantha, Tarko Pratishta Sudeva Vivinna Nasa Prasijasya Madana Bhinnam Dharma Satatta Nihita Gvahaya Mahajana Jena. Not a certain you understand? You know its meaning? You have heard my tale? You understand? You should accept that it is stated here. A sober man, however, should accept this basic instruction. Yatova imani bhutani jai. You should accept the authority, Mahajanas, bona fide Mahajanas authority, Vedic, learned scholars, those come under bona fide spirit, discipline, succession. You understand? They are Mahajanas, what they say, and what Shastra says, and the Mahajanas have explained Shastras, their explanations should be accepted. You understand? They have shown the path. You understand? We should tread that path. But the Mahajanas have shown. And those Mahajanas, those are bona fide Mahajanas, they have not shown many paths. They have shown one path. You understand? That is what path?
That Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme, the Central Guardian and Bhakti.
Yes. Path of Bhakti. Path of devotional service. Bhakti patha, not jnana patha, not yoga patha, not karma patha. You understand? Patha means path, way. Karma, jnana, yoga, you know? These are terms. Fruitive activity, karma, jnana, knowledge, dry philosophical knowledge, empiric knowledge, philosophy, that is jnana, then karma, jnana, yoga, rastanga, yoga, eightfold yoga, path of knowledge. They never lead to that path. Their destination is different. If you can ride on the train of karma, if you can ride on the train of jnana, If you can write on the train of yoga, then while you read, it is nothing different. The only machine or vehicle is bhakti. That will lead you to the supreme destination, that is the lotus feet of Krishna. And our aim is that, how to reach it. You understand? Neither the vehicle of karma, neither the vehicle of jnana or yoga will lead there. They have different destinations. The vehicle of karma leads you to up to heart. You know, if you ride on the vehicle of karma, that will lead you at best to the heavenly planet. You understand? Punya karma, auspicious activity, and may perform. So at best you go to heavenly planet. That is its destination, up to that point only. If you ride on the vehicle of karma, you understand? If you ride on the vehicle of jnana, that will lead up to the impersonal Brahman existence, the false self, isn't it? No, beyond that. If you ride on the vehicle of yoga, astanga yoga, then that will lead you up to Paramatma, beyond that. But our aim is supreme destination, the lotus feet of Krishna. These vehicles won't carry you there. Only one vehicle, that is the vehicle of bhakti. You understand? That is the Mahajana state. That's it.
Then ultimately any activity outside of bhakti yoga will ultimately lead to sense gratification.
What?
Sense gratification.
Bhakti yoga?
No, outside of bhakti yoga.
Outside of bhakti, yes.
Even jnana and yoga will ultimately...
Yes, yes, there is sense gratification that we acknowledge, yes. Because, therefore they cannot lead you to the supreme destination. So Mahajana's neighbor recommend all these paths. They have shown only one path, that is bhakti. Mahajana jena vata spanta. You tread the path treaded by Mahajana. Be safe. There is a best path.
So, Guruji, all the teaching of Vedic scriptures is to make someone surrender himself to the Mahajana and follow whatever Mahajana says.
Yes, whatever Mahajana says. Yes. You surrender yourself to the lotus feet of Mahajana. And they are also surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna. Ultimately, they teach you that thing. You understand?